USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. House Republicans say their investigation has found President Biden's family got over $1 million with a Chinese-linked business. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says there's evidence the president's son, Hunter Biden, James Biden, the president's brother, Hallie Biden, the president's daughter-in-law, and a fourth unnamed Biden received the payments. They allegedly came when Biden was vice president, and it's not clear why the payments were made. The Biden administration says Comer's investigation is politically motivated. Multiple rail cars have been off the tracks following a train derailment in Kentucky. The incident took place in Glendale, where the local sheriff's office says they think there's been at least one injury. It is unknown if there were any toxins on board, similar to the February 3rd derailment of a Norfolk Southern freight train in Ohio. Decisions over the safety of medications should be left up to the FDA.
This is about FDA's authority to make its independent evidence-based decision on drugs.
That's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday as a Texas judge considers whether access to the abortion pill mifepristone should end. The judge heard arguments in a case challenging the FDA's approval of the abortion pill, which was approved 23 years ago. Jean-Pierre said the administration believes the drug is safe and it would be devastating to women to prevent access to it. A famous civil rights lawyer is now working for the family of a man who died while in the custody of deputies in Virginia.
He in the videos are never confrontational with them. He is not posing a threat to them.
Irvo Otieno's family has hired Ben Crump after seven Henrico County deputies were charged this week with second-degree murder in Otieno's death. Wall Street closing with stocks higher Thursday. This comes as a group of banks said it would help First Republic as the banking crisis continues. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Texas state lawmakers are taking up a bill that would ban transgender medical care for minors.
Sometimes we must work hard against something in order to fight for something.
State Senator Donna Campbell's legislation would ban things like puberty blockers and gender reassignment surgery on children. It would not affect adults. Doctors who break the law would lose their license and could be prosecuted by the state attorney general. Vice President Kamala Harris says various fundamental rights are being threatened.
We are seeing in many states where there is an attack on reproductive health care, there is also an attack on LGBTQ rights. There is also an attack on voting rights.
She spoke at a roundtable in Iowa and urged folks to build a coalition to help fight back. Her remarks in the capital city of Des Moines come more than a week after state lawmakers in Iowa sent a bill to the Republican governor's desk that would restrict things much like Texas is doing. The Senate is advancing a bill to repeal the legal authorization used to invade Iraq. The bipartisan bill would repeal the authorization for use of military force for the 2003 invasion as well as the 1991 authorization for the first Gulf War. The bill cleared a key procedural vote, and a vote for final passage could come as soon as next week to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the Iraq War. And YouTube TV is hiking the price of its monthly subscription. The cable streaming service will raise prices by 12% from $65 per month to $73. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.